Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Anita Rosen is back on the show, too. Anita is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back almost 10 years. We got a 10-year anniversary coming up in a month or so. We'll have to get her back on the show for that. She's the author of a number of books, E-Commerce Question and Answer Book, second edition, maybe third by now. And then her new book is called E-Learning 2.0, and she knows more about the online world than anybody I know. She's our good friend, Anita Rosen. Welcome back.
Oh, it's great to be back.
It's good to have you back. Anita, when you were 12, you led the Netscapes team to 20 years ago to create the first e-business site. So that's been 20-plus years, maybe.
Well, not quite 20 years, but okay. it's been long on the tooth, a long time ago.
Well, you're,
yeah.
on, you know, that, you're still only 32, so the, thing is that after all these years, small business owners as a sector still struggle to make their websites work, make them be anything more than just a placeholder. And from the polling that I've been doing for the last 6 months on social media, 80-something percent, like 87%, still aren't doing a good job with social media. Where are we stuck, Anita? Where's the problem?
Well, the problem is it's hard. It's a lot of work.
It's not like the world we grew up in is the main thing.
Well, first of all, it's not the world you grew up in. Second of all, when you're a small business person, you start becoming the one-armed paper hanger.
Right.
You know, what is your business? And, you know, it depends upon what kind of small business you have. Are you retail? You're busy sitting in a store all day long and ordering product. And now all of a sudden you have to be responsible for a second storefront.
Right.
And then if you're texting, you know, when you're talking about social media, that's a huge amount of time. If you're blogging, I was blogging for a few years there. I'd never got enough traction, unfortunately, to have enough people follow me that after a while I sat there and said, this is taking such a huge amount of time. Is it providing any benefit?
Right.
So you need to see where you have traction. And I'm a big believer in you need to try all of these different things for a while, not for a week or two, like a year.
Right.
And if you can get traction, then you're lucky. And if you can't get traction,
but at some point in time, you need to decide
when to move on.
For a small business owner, traction might just be 100 followers.
That might be
a good number for a small business owner.
Right.
So my traction is different from your traction.
And you also have to decide what kind of stuff you're trying to do.
Right.
And how much time and energy that's worth. You don't have to invent the wheel as a small business person. Mm. You can look at some of the big businesses and see what they do. I'll use retail again as an example. Look at who you might be a cute little boutique. Look at one of the nationwide boutiques. Go in there, sign up for their different social media that they have, and see what they're sending out and how they're getting people to sign up for it. And then just pattern yourself after what they're doing. You know, a lot of times small businesses can be a lot more creative and a lot faster because it's not a big company, but other times those big companies have a lot of people that can be dedicated to it. You know, if you're talking about tweeting, a big company might have someone and that's their entire job.
And they might not even work for them.
Right.
This is where I'm encouraging small business owners to find the local college, university, go to the business school, and put yourself up on a perennial intern list, pay the intern minimum wage. Don't do it. Make them do it for nothing. But pay a minimum wage to learn about the business. But assign them the responsibility of managing your social media traction, your online traction project, and you'd be amazed how seamlessly it can be from one semester to the other. And they know this stuff falling off a log. You don't have to learn it. What do you think about that, Nadia?
I think that's great, but you know what? It doesn't just have to be some college kid. You can get someone that's out of college.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, some people, though, to get started, they may not want to make the investment of a full-time employee, because I agree with you. I think the person doing your social media needs to immerse themselves in that, don't you? In your online world, they don't need to have three other jobs.
No, right. But, you know, they need to understand
you,
or someone needs to be driving.
We're going to continue this discussion with our good friend Anita Rosen right after these messages. 20 till. Anita's book is E-Learning 2.0. And give us the website quickly, Anita.
ReadyGo.com.
ReadyGo.com. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.